Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Pensacola, hour number two at 6:11 this morning here. 6:11. So if you'd like to weigh in on the show, text or call 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Andy McKay out of town this week, so this is Pensacola Morning News with Bobby Rossi for now.
We love it.
Temporarily. And there, it's 76 degrees outside right now. Hello. Hello.
It feels good.
That's good. We'll take the cooler weather, even if it's just for a day or so.
I know. We got that rain last night. It cooled things off a little
bit. Maybe that's what cooled things down, is getting the rain last night. Still humid out there. It's still a little stuffy for 6 o'clock in the morning. But compared to what it's been for the past 2 weeks or whatever, this is pretty good. So
that's true.
We'll still be a high in the 90s, though. We're still going to get up to the 90s, but... At least a little bit of a break right here. Speaking of weather, yesterday we mentioned there was two storm systems that the National Hurricane Center were watching off the coast of Africa. And one of them had a 20% chance of formation over the next 7 days. The other one had a 30% chance of formation. And those chances have gone up to 30% and 40% respectively. And now we have a little bit better of a track, an estimated track that they're both headed towards the eastern coast of the United States. Of course, a lot can change in the next 7 to 14 days. And now we got a third system, this one in the Gulf of Mexico, and that it could develop a 20% chance of development over the next 7 days. So that for the next week, we're pretty much in the clear. After that, who knows?
You can never tell, especially with Pensacola.
Yeah, you just can never tell. So... it's been a quiet hurricane season, but we're not even at the peak yet. This one we're talking about, the disaster relief fund was going to be drained by August. We're like, but we haven't even hit hurricane season.
Yeah, we still
yet.
Have to get through October.
Exactly.
And November,
So it was kind of a bizarre thing right there, but that's something just to give you a heads up. In about 2 weeks, even if we don't have a tropical storm or hurricane, it definitely could mean rain.
Absolutely.
And so, which we kind of do need the rain now.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Starting to get a little dry out there. We don't want to be going through what the West has dealt with forever with major droughts. So we've had our own droughts here. Remember, like 3 years ago, we had all those wildfires. In Santa Rosa County and everything.
That's right. Walton I forgot County. About that.
Walton County, Santa Rosa. It was pretty bad. So I saw this story when. I got to admit, civil asset forfeiture is nothing that I've really paid that much attention to. Even in all my years of being a talk radio host, I ran for U.S. Senate in Iowa against Chuck Grassley in the primary. And I remember that was one of the times where somebody came up to me and goes, "What is your stance on civil asset forfeiture?" And I was like,
I've never even heard of that. I don't even know what it means.
So it is...
Like your ass, the stuff you have?
No, this is usually a situation. So the way I've always associated it was, say, cops pull you over for speeding or for whatever it might be. Your windows are too dark, right?
Oh, right.
And
yeah, too tinted.
They pull you over and then they go, "That drugs I smell." And then you're like, yeah. And so then they do a search and then they find all these drugs and maybe hundreds of pounds of drugs. Go, "Oh, you're a drug dealer. You're a drug transporter. We're going to confiscate your vehicle."
Right, right. That's
civil asset forfeiture.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's so the police auctions. Yeah.
That's the way I've always looked at it, was it's that kind of stuff.
Right. Or when they take your money.
I was going to say, and then you have the situations where we've had a situation with somebody in Biloxi, or he's from Pensacola. He goes to Biloxi, won a bunch of money at the casino, was driving back, got pulled over in Alabama, and they go, "Hey, man, why do you have $100,000 in cash?" And they seized it.
Oh.
And because they just assumed.
I didn't think about that. I thought
you got this illegally. And he's like, no, I just won it at the casino. They're like, no, you didn't. You would have deposited in the bank. He's like, no, I'll deposit my bank when I get back home. And
they're like,
we're going to seize it. This kind of stuff happens way more than I thought.
I never thought about that.
Citizens are constantly trying to file lawsuits to reclaim their property. But most of it is bad guys taking a bad guy's house, taking a bad guy's cars, taking, you know, bad guys. And I'm putting that air quotes, right? But over the past 5 years, law enforcement agencies in Florida have seized an average of $26 million in assets through civil asset forfeiture. $26 million. And so even if the owner hasn't even been convicted of a crime. So I want to talk about this a little bit more right after Traffic on the Fives with Candy.
As we take a look around, good news is the roads are fine. We're not showing any slowdowns or accidents. A little slow making your way onto the bridge of not onto the bridge, but rather into the front gate of Pensacola NAS. It's backed up over the bridge to Sunset almost. So use caution there. Or not caution even. Just give yourself a little extra time to get where you're going. If you have traffic tips, 437-1620, you can text them in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now, every state has its own different laws than the way they handle civil asset forfeiture. And of course, there's a federal version and stuff too. But basically here in Florida, prosecutors can use a lower standard of in court to prove that any property used, basically, if you bought something from the proceeds of a crime. In other words, you're a drug dealer.
Right.
It makes it easy to just talk about drug dealers.
Absolutely.
There's lots of other, obviously, situations. I mean, you rob a bank or whatever. And then you go buy, so you're a drug dealer, you buy a boat, you buy a jet ski, you buy a house, and you buy diamond rings and all this other stuff like this. They go, well, all that stuff was proceeds from the crime.
Right. So that's ours now.
Yeah. So that's where a lot of it comes from.
Well, I know Escambia County Sheriff's Office, like they do these movie nights for kids.
Yeah.
And I know that some of the money comes from that. And because when Sheriff Chip Simmons was telling me about it, I was like, oh, like they had a projector and they had a screen. Like in my head, he's like, this is how we do it. And I was like, oh, like they had a movie theater. And he's like, he didn't say no idiot, but I'm pretty sure he wanted to. But like,
they use the
money to do that, get the refreshments and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. So,
wow.
On average here in the state, $26 million a year. It's like 1 year was 24, you know, another 28. So on average, $26 million over the past 5 years per year. So that's essentially revenue
state
that they're able to use. The one concern with the civil asset forfeiture is that sometimes the assets are seized and then sold off or held for a while, even without a convicted crime. And that's the place where when people came up to me, where is your stance on civil asset forfeiture? When I was running for Senate, that was their concern, was we got to make sure they can't keep this stuff indefinitely when somebody hasn't even been convicted of a crime. I'm like, okay, I get that.
That makes sense.
The reality is that's not the high percentage of the situations. The high percentage of situations is a busted drug deal.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
They're going to be convicted. Here's something interesting when it comes to civil asset forfeiture. If some, not even all, if some of these indictments against Donald J. Trump come through.
No.
Some of his most, if not all, of his campaign funds, the millions of dollars that he's getting from donors,
they're going to take it
could
back.
Could be seized.
I hadn't even thought
it
of
could
that.
Could be frozen and then seized. And I was like, whoa. And this would be pretty much any donations after the 2020 election, because 2020 election is when he was considered to have, if he's found guilty, that's when he would have been found guilty of a crime. So everything after that crime that he's been getting donations off of for his campaign, so they won't seize his assets as far as like, oh, we're taking Trump Towers, but the donations to help his campaign that he's gotten those donations based off of things that have happened since the 2020 election, they could seize that stuff.
Oh man.
And like it freezes all those funds, seize them. And I even looked into like, it wouldn't be a Florida thing, but yeah, Georgia would probably, that would be part of Georgia's civil asset forfeiture.
Oh my goodness.
It'd be part of New York's civil asset forfeiture, whatever district these indictments are going into. And so I was like, wow, that's a bizarre one. So
do you think that's why they're doing it?
No, that's not why they're doing it. They're doing it so he won't be president.
Well, I mean, yeah. Yeah. I do not like him.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Here's my understatement.
Here's another text. Civil asset forfeiture is you having your property stolen by the state, even with no criminal conviction, and you have to fight to get your stuff back. I actually know somebody who had pretty large firearm arsenal in his own home. A crime happened in his home. Because the crime happened in his home, and when the investigators came in there, they it looks like there's some guns over there. And they, oh my gosh, there's a whole bunch of guns. And they just took them all. He's like, these guns were not involved with the crime. These have nothing to do with the crime. These have nothing. And they kept. He had to hire. It took him months of fighting the state to finally get all this firearms back.
Yeah, sure. I know somebody that he wasn't convicted, but I can tell you they were also probably doing what they said. Oh. Like they thought he was selling drugs, and you know,
yeah.
But and they took $10,000.
Yeah.
From him, and
but he was not convicted still.
He ended up going into the service. Like, I don't want to give too much, in case you're listening.
Yeah.
But a person who still lives here, and they went into the service, and they were fine. So I'm guessing they weren't convicted, because you can't go into the service with a felony. But they kept all the money.
Yeah.
And, yeah. What are you going to do? Hey, give me back my drugs and my money.
So I bring this up.
Or not.
I bring this up because I'm like, all right, $26 million a year for the state of Florida. One aspect, you go, well, that's a lot of money. Good for us. But the other part of it is there's becoming a growing concern amongst Americans of civil asset forfeiture may be unconstitutional, taking people's crap, especially they're not convicted of a crime. And then even when you get, you know, the crime, even if the crime's dismissed, they still keep the property. And then you got to pay fees in order to get it back and everything like this.
Yeah.
There's become a growing concern of that. And then I just tied it into the presidential election. Go, this might actually happen to a former president who's running for president right now. He might have his campaign donations seized if he gets convicted of any of these indictments. So,
I hadn't even thought of that.
In fact, they're even talking about now, can we freeze his funds now? Because we're going to try to convict him, so shouldn't we be able to seize his funds now? Freeze his funds at least, if not seize them, the same way we do a civil asset forfeiture. That discussion is being discussed in Georgia, where they're talking about.
I just can't imagine the Trumps without money. Like, you know what I mean? Because they're money. Right. Not. I don't mean that. No.
I mean, he has the money. He could keep campaigning on his own money, but all the millions of dollars of donations he has would be frozen immediately until.
No, sure.
As civil asset forfeiture.
In my head, that's all he has. Is the donations coming in. And I don't know. Like, haven't, you know, but he lives in that great big place.
Yeah, he's not using Mar-a-Lago. His own money on this campaign, at least
that's probably true. I was worried about people eating. Yeah. Like, oh, those poor Trumps.
Yeah, the poor Trumps.
Those poor Trumps. But you do.
Who's
going to
feed
them?
Who's going to feed his kids? He's got children!
I know.
Poor Barron!
Barron's like 7'20". Have you seen that kid? Yeah, he's huge.
He shot up.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh.
It's kind of weird because during the presidency, he was still a child. And now
he's
hit puberty.
We watched him grow, and they grow so fast. Oh my goodness. I know.
All right. Coming up here. Oh, yeah, yeah. They're good point here. It's the RICO Act.
RICO Act is one of
the things, too, where they can freeze his funds, too. So,
which I thought was only for like mafia-related stuff. But I'm watching Sopranos again.
Yeah, they're trying to tie it in. I think here's a couple of texts. I think we should empty the White House and use AI. Everything will be done and decided based off the facts and the stats. These ridiculous playground fights going on right now. That is funny. Another text. This is why red flag laws have potential for abuse in the same way. Actually, my friend that had a lot of his firearms taken, it was a red flag. They cited red flag laws. And he ended up winning against the state. But yeah, forfeiture of rights and property without conviction is an affront to the concept of the due process. Amen to that. All right, coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from Dave Wayne over the newsroom.
Did you hear the good news that maintaining a 2023 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Taos, and ID.4 costs less than their respective Toyota, Honda, and Subaru competitors? And the really good news is these VWs are all at Piedmoor Imports. Drive the 2023 Jetta Sport from $23,399, the crossover VW Taos S from $25,599. The Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology is on sale from $39,799. And the family-sized VW Atlas SE with technology is now from $42,199. Plus the VW ID4, the all-new electric SUV, is now from $36,836. So don't miss your chance to own the smarter choice, a Volkswagen from Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports is on New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Price before sales, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. ID4 discount includes $7,500 manufacturer rebate. Cost of maintenance based on 2023 study by Vincentric. See dealer for details.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon, the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hi, it's Candy and Bobby, of course, sitting in for Andrew McKay this morning. Taking a look at the traffic. I'm not showing any slowdowns right now. 98 looking good. Not showing any problems there. A little slow getting on to Pensacola NAS this morning. The bridge backed up to past Sunset now and to, Gulf Beach Highway. So it'll be a little slower getting on to the front gate of NAS. That's the only slowdown we're seeing. If you have a traffic tip, 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'll check in with David over in the newsroom. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Donald Trump says he's planning to make a big announcement this coming Monday, and he says it'll prove his innocence in Georgia. Trump says he plans to release a detailed report next week showing there was fraud in the state during the 2020 election. United Auto Workers President Sean Fain urging union members to authorize a strike next week, the union 30 days away from their contract with Detroit automakers expiring. Fain held a Facebook Live event last night with over 400,000 UAW workers, and he says they're being worked to death, many of them on the job for 90 days straight with no days off and working 12-hour shifts. I've done that. That is a killer. And the city of Pensacola's annual resident satisfaction survey is now live.
Made some pretty significant tweaks to it to ultimately make sure that we've got a data that we can operate off of.
Mayor D.C. Reeves says that survey is available online or by phone, and he's asking that only city residents complete it. The survey will ask about satisfaction with current services as well as additional amenities that residents would like to see more of. It's available online at uwf.edu/resident survey. Just go to the UWF website, uwf.edu.
It's on UWF's website, not Pensacola website.
That's what I've
Pensacola
got here.
Pensacola Resident Satisfaction Survey.
And the deadline is Friday, September 15th. And we'll we'll double check on the website and the slashes and all that. And I'll post that on the News Radio Facebook page so you can click the link instead of remembering all the backslashes and colons and dots and whatever else there might be.
Colons and colons. And
I
the
doubt
dots.
There's a colon, but
it's what I was.
I was just looking for a reason to say colon today.
Right after you talk about the Pensacola satisfaction survey. Okay.
Hey, my colon's great, and I love Pensacola.
Go get a colon cleanse.
I'm satisfied.
That was a little. I think that was a subliminal message.
Hey, have you ever had one of those?
Heavens no. Oh. No.
I bet Jenna has, but I'll be sure to ask her tomorrow at Moon River. Yeah. Moon River.
No.
Take our Fetzerville.
Use the whole fist dock. All right.
Watch Fletch, kids.
Watch Fletch. Oh, did you see the new Fletch with John Hamm?
I haven't watched it yet.
It's good.
I was
very impressed with John Hamm's performance.
I have it on my list. We'll be back with news next.
Gianna Gelosi, the Department of Health and Human Services is sending a team of coroners and pathologists to Maui to try to identify the 106 people confirmed dead from last week's wildfires. President Biden speaking yesterday.
Every asset they need will be there for them. And we'll be there in Maui as long as it takes.
Some have said the president's offer of a $700 one-time payment to those displaced is insulting. The president is going to deliver remarks today on the anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act as he continues his Bidenomics pitch. North Korea has said a private Travis King bolted across the border last month after becoming disillusioned with the inequality of American society and racial discrimination in the army. And they say its investigation into King's illegal entry is going to continue. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31. News Radio 92.3 and 74 degrees right now in Pensacola. A little bit cooler this morning. A six-year-old child recovering today in stable but critical condition. This is after a shooting in Mobile yesterday. The child was shot multiple times at an apartment complex.
On behalf of the six-year-old child, justice will be served and they will be brought to the court system, and we will do everything within our power to prosecute them.
That is Mobile Police Chief Paul Prine, and he tells NBC 15 police are going to do everything they can to fight for that child. The shots were fired early Tuesday morning as the child was getting ready for school. The shooting happened at the Summer Place Apartments in Mobile's Airmont neighborhood. Deputies here in Escambia County investigating a stabbing last night on West Herman Avenue. Investigators say a homeless man was stabbed in the chest. Right now, we don't have an update on that man's condition or the severity of his injuries. Investigators say the victim was only able to give a vague description of the suspect. We're not sure yet if deputies have identified that person. Well, the woman arrested Monday in connection with the fatal shooting at a Home Depot not only worked with the victim, but apparently drove her to work that day. That from Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, 50-year-old Sheila Agee is accused of helping to coordinate the murder of Brooklyn Sims, allegedly by her 20-year-old son, Keith.
As tragic as this is, and doubly tragic, because now you have a child's mother that's killed, you have the child's father that's in jail, and now you have the child's grandmother that's involved, and now she's in jail.
And Simmons tells Channel 3 that Sheila was arrested about 2 hours after she had attended the memorial balloon release in Sims' memory. She's currently awaiting extradition back to Escambia County. The developer planning the $110 million housing and retail project at Community Maritime Park, waiting out market conditions. Interest rates are higher, builder sentiment low. Inspired Communities of Florida says they want to pay the city of Pensacola to extend their lease option to February of next year.
These size of projects are very, very difficult to pull off and take a lot of background and research. So it is encouraging that a group that has a lot of that background and research already done continues to be interested in trying to figure something out and putting their money where their mouth is.
And Mayor D.C. Reeves says the organization is going to pay the city $60,000 to extend their lease option until February of next year. One of Pensacola's only shelters serving women is in a race against time to get funding in order to stay open.
This has been a foundation for me to stay sober, for me to want to go out and work and know that I have a safe place to come at night and sleep and stay. And it's a foundation for a better life.
And the Lodge's transitional shelter houses about 40 women and children at a time, and residents pay $10 a night to stay there. Executive Director Vinnie Wibbs tells Channel 3 they've got until September 1st to secure funding. Reentry Alliance Pensacola has already sent letters to residents and employees letting them know about the situation. They plan to seek help from the Escambia County Commissioners in the city of Pensacola. 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, and Candy has a look at our traffic on the fives.
All right, traffic going to NAS. That front gate backed up to Sunset, past Sunset now, almost to a Gulf Beach Highway, if not past that. So just a little slow getting on the base this morning. Only thing that I'm seeing, keep in mind, of course, that buses are back in session because school started officially last week and it's going to be in Santa Rosa County. It always throws me. Give yourself a little extra time to get where you're going this morning. 437-1620 if you have those traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, that's informative, local, dependable.
It will be feeling much drier today with a high near 93 degrees, 20% chance of a stray shower. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 75. For Thursday, 10% chance of rain with a high near 95. Thursday night, warming up near 79 degrees for the overnight temperature. Full humidity returns for Friday with a high near 98 and a 10% chance of rain. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, 74 in Pensacola, 75 in Gulf Breeze, and 74 in Milton. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Children who lived closer to natural gas wells in heavily drilled western Pennsylvania were more likely to develop a relatively rare form of cancer, and nearby residents of all ages had an increased chance of severe asthma reactions. The research by the University of Pittsburgh adds to a body of evidence suggesting links between the gas industry and certain health problems. Carriers are prioritizing relief shipments to Maui after a wildfire devastated the town of Lahaina. Transport company Young Brothers says it's focusing its efforts on the loading and discharge of medical supplies and emergency vehicles to local ports over the next few sailings. Shipping company Pasha Hawaii's emergency response plan is underway. It's also prioritizing sending emergency rations, food, and medical supplies to Maui via available barge capacity. Kona-based logistics company White Gloves Moving has secured a shipping container to take supplies and donations to Maui. On Wall Street, futures are little change this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensible, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
I've been taking Nutrafol for about a year.
I've been taking Nutrafol just over 4.5 years.
My hair was thinning.
I just gave birth. I was under a lot of stress.
I like Nutrafol because it's drug-free and the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement.
My hair feels thicker.
Stronger.
The breakage is less.
Nutrafol has taken me back to the hair I was meant to have.
Join the 1 million people growing at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hey, if you've got any kind of a plumbing need, you've got a leak, you've got a drip, you've got a weird sound in the wall when you flush the toilet or you turn on the faucet. By the way, those things don't heal themselves, right? Or you just want to recover your Tupperware from underneath the sink. Listen, be an adult, fix the problem. They never go away on their own. Barberry Plumbing. Flat rate pricing by the job, not by the hour. No questions, no surprises. 477-8782 for Barberry Plumbing.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's Reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
Hey, Pensacola. News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
This morning on Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew as he is out. It is 75, 76 degrees here in the Pensacola area. For a little bit of a cool wave coming through here.
Ah, feels good.
Last night. Yeah. No longer as hot as a dog's mouth.
That's right. It's hot as cat's mouth.
Oh, boy. As Candy states, there is three storm systems in the Atlantic area that we're looking at over the next 7 days. The highest chance is a 40% chance of formation out there in the middle of the Atlantic. So I think we should be okay over the next 7 days, but you never know. These things change up quite a bit. But a new one just popped up in the Gulf of Mexico. So there's two out in the Atlantic, one in the Gulf of Mexico. It only has a 20% chance of formation over the next 7 days. So I think we should be good for the next week. After that, you know, we'll probably at least be getting some rain from the one in the Gulf of Mexico. So we'll see how that all goes down. This is, if you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. My next topic here, I've been kind of sitting on a little bit, is it's one that, oh man, every time I talk about climate change, it gets people all riled up. But I want to set the stage for this for just a second, because I have tried for years. Before I even got into talk radio, it's actually one of the things I wanted to get into talk radio, because I felt like there's too many talk radio hosts as well as news anchors and things like this who are completely uninformed of what they're talking about when it comes to climate change, or they were too biased. Mm-hmm. And I have steadily tried to find just facts with the matter of climate change. But also let me give you a little background about me. Before I got into talk radio 15 years ago almost, I owned a green building construction company. So I built homes using metal studs instead of wood studs. I built them having extremely high energy efficiency. I built 2,500, 3,000 square foot houses, and the utility bill in Texas was $50 a month.
Wow.
So I've always been about preservation and conservation, recycling. So I used a lot of recycled materials whenever possible, and low VOC paints and all this other stuff way before people were using it. Mm-hmm. And so I've always been about being good to
the
environment.
Kudos. That's amazing.
About being good to the environment. Yeah. Okay. I'm still with a development company that's still trying to develop an alternative fueled vehicle. We don't believe that electric cars are the future, that lithium batteries is the materials that make lithium batteries, all this other stuff is not sustainable. And so that's my thing. It's about sustainability. It's about recycling what we can reuse. And so I'm still with this development group trying to develop this alternative fueled vehicle. I have solar panels on my house. I eat plant-based primarily for my heart health, but also because the amount of water that you use to develop a pound of meat compared to
a pound of vegetables is
completely different. So it's,
no, that's right. Like an acre size.
I did not know
you were into this.
And so,
my man,
I eat plant based for partly for sustainability mm-hmm. reasons. I've always recycled, and you know, things like this. So a little background on me: I try to be environmentally friendly, and I'm all about sustainability. If I want to buy something, I don't want to buy it and I got to throw it away in a year. I want it for 5, 10, 20 years, right? So that's a little background on me. That's why I like to call people like Bernie Sanders as massive hypocrites, because Bernie Sanders has to have a steak every meal practically. Bernie Sanders refuses to use a low flush toilet. And I'm like, what are you, crazy? Like, you're wasting
low
water.
Flush, right, they're great.
And so It's a hypocrisy of this guy who's like, climate change is the greatest threat to humanity. Let me go take a big, massive poo and use tons of water to get rid of it. It's like,
eat my steak while I'm doing it.
Yeah, and eat my steak while I'm doing it. And don't you dare drive me around in an electric car. I have to be like, he's this massive hypocrite. And so.
Yeah, a lot of the green people take the private jets. I know.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I know.
So that's my. So I want to give a little background on me. I'm not a hypocrite. Okay. I try to live environmentally friendly, but at the same time, it's not my religion. And there's too many people where it becomes their religion. And so at the same time, I've also tried to find a balance in all this stuff. And the reason why I bring this up is because a couple of stories have popped up recently as we're seeing the wildfires in Maui and things. People are going, climate change. This is because of climate change. Told you, climate change is going to destroy us all. And I'm like, okay, calm your hubris. Like, this is, we got to calm down here. So one of the stories that's come out is that climate scientists say that we are in a carbon bubble, and the world is not moving fast enough to get away from fossil fuels. And so they're warning that we're going to have more disasters like Maui because we are not addressing climate change, particularly man-made climate change. So here's what the argument is. The argument has now steadily become, are we dealing with climate change or are we dealing with man-made climate change? Here's the thing, is that my big problem with the media and the news is the hypocrisy of coverage. For example, they'll cover like an oil disaster, right? An oil spill.
That's
like,
right.
Oh my gosh, the BP oil spill. This is disaster for the climate, blah, blah, blah. Yet we'll have a volcano erupt in Iceland that puts out more carbon in one day than what man does in 10 years. Yet they're like, yeah, let's just bury that story. Let's not talk. We'll talk about, how the sky is dark, and we'll talk about this, but we're not going to talk about the actual effects that volcano has on the climate, the hypocrisy of it. And one minute you'll have all the stories, all the media will cover, oh my goodness, this big glacier over here is shrunk down to nearly nothing. But what they don't cover is that this glacier over there has actually grown over the past 10 years. And there's just things like this happen all the time. Antarctic ice is shrinking. Oh, okay, yeah. But does anybody talk about that? The Arctic ice in the north is actually growing? I mean, it's the hypocrisy of coverage. And so there's a lot of stories coming out right now about climate change is destroying the world. There's a back in 2022, Nobel Prize winner Dr. John Clauser recently stated he does not believe that there is a man-made climate, like global warming crisis. Weather Channel founder and former scientist John Coleman, who passed away in 2018, before he died, said he doesn't believe that there's significant man-made global warming. And a recent, another recent scientist, climatologist Judith Curry, Georgia Institute of Technology, has come out recently and says not only is it not just a global, there's not like a man-made global warming crisis. There, the whole thing you keep hearing about that there's an overwhelming scientific evidence of man-made global warming or climate change, she said that's all manufactured. She goes into the politics of it. So, and essentially this is the gist of what she's trying to say. Whenever somebody's given an assignment from the IPCC or some of the other ones, there's implicit bias in their research. If you're going into any research looking for a problem, often you find a problem.
Right. Implicit bias. Right?
Implicit bias.
That makes
sense. Is what it comes down to. And so, but this is what I come down to is over the years of studying this thing. Okay, so there's hypocrisy of coverage for one. Yes, there's implicit bias in a lot of these climate change papers because they're being paid by somebody who wants them to find problems. And so they find the problems. They don't look for the benefits of global warming. They don't look for the benefits of these things. So the articles or the research papers always come out with here's the negatives of blah, 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 because that's what they were told to do. Find the negatives. They weren't told to find the positives. So there's all that. But in doing so, one thing that we found is that if there really is man-made climate change, the only way to reduce man-made climate change is to essentially get back to horse and buggy days, get rid of manufacturing,
reduce man,
and reduce global population. But check this out: during our pandemic, during the pandemic that we were so like, everybody's dying from COVID. Everybody's dying.
Like, we lost 1%, which is still a lot.
But do you realize that the next year, the world population hit 8 billion for the first time? We didn't lose. We grew in population still. The birth rate still outpaced the death rate from COVID. So when you're talking about we have to reduce global population in order to truly reverse any kind of man-made effects of climate change, it's not going to happen. It's impossible. Just accept that now and go, if you believe that man-made climate change is real, okay, fine. But you also need to accept that we can't reverse man-made climate change. We can be environmentally responsible like I try to be.
Right, right.
That's why I started this off by saying this is what I do. Mm-hmm. But then the second part is, what can we do to reverse? So I don't even care about the, like, okay, is climate change real? Who cares if it's man-made or not? Because if it's man-made, we're not reducing. We're not going back to horse and buggy day. We're not going to reduce global population. We didn't reduce global population during a worldwide pandemic. It's not reducing again. So what can we do to lessen the effects of climate change? That's where I really feel like the focus needs to be. So all these articles that are, oh, climate change is causing Maui. Climate change is causing this, and climate change is causing this. Like, okay, instead of like trying to point the blame, let's try to figure out how we're going to lessen the effects of climate change. Maybe having better flood protections and better, you know, maybe water protections, that we're protecting our water better, different controls for wildfires, different responses to wildfires, mm-hmm. things like this. Like, we need to start taking a more proactive approach on, instead of proactive, like, let's punish oil companies and let's punish these people and let's fine those people and let's charge more for this. That's not going to help humanity. What will help humanity is us starting to look forward to how can we prepare for the effects of climate change, whether it be man-made or not. So that's my 2 cents on it. We'll read text after.
Wow.
We're way past traffic, but let's go ahead and hit traffic.
Right, I'm done traffic. I was brought to you by Discover, and the only thing that I'm seeing traffic-wise right now is the front gate of Pensacola NAS. Backed up past Sunset. Backed up almost to Sunset now, so it's starting to be a little bit quicker. A little time getting over the bridge this morning for Pensacola NAS. That's the only thing that we see. 437-1620. If you have an accident or a slowdown that you want to report, Discover credit cards do something awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned doubled. See terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
One last little thought here about, like, when I talk about mainstream media, mm-hmm. and a lot of the people who are climate change alarmists and global warming alarmists, I mean, they keep talking about carbon. Yeah. I remember the day I found out that they were talking about carbon dioxide and not carbon monoxide. Mm-hmm. I was like, what? I mean, this is obviously like 20 years ago. But I was like, you mean carbon dioxide? You mean the stuff I exhale and trees and vegetables and plants
inhale?
That's right,
inhale? Cows and right.
So trees inhale carbon dioxide. I exhale carbon dioxide, and you want to reduce that? I was like, wait. And then when I did more and more research, and I found out the biggest cause of global warming or climate, mm-hmm. we call this climate cloud, is actually not carbon dioxide. It's water vapor. And when you start researching these things from actual scientific papers and stuff without implicit bias, they're just saying, we're trying to figure out the cause. We're trying to figure out this and this and that. It's like, oh, my goodness. And then you start finding out carbon dioxide actually helps vegetation grow and it helps trees grow, mm-hmm. and all this other stuff. And one of the biggest things we can do to fight man-made climate change is just plant more trees. Like Earth Day all over again. That's what we learned true. When we were in elementary school. All right. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. I'll read some of your texts and we'll hit David Wayne in the newsroom.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Friday morning at 10:30, join A-Hope on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe that every life is precious, that every wag of a tail, every purr...
and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Discover the resources you need to make your community a better place for pets. Friday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
The best local resource that happens to be entertaining. News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Take a quick look at traffic. This is brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen. They're on the west side in Pensacola. And the only thing that we're seeing is on the west side, and that's just a little bit of a backup as you're making your way into the front gate of Pensacola NAS, backed up to Sunset. 437-1620 if you have those traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Check in with David Wayne now for news. Morning, David.
Good morning. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says efforts to bring Americans back home from Iran are not linked to nuclear talks. Blinken tells reporters that nothing about America's approach to Iran's nuclear weapons program. Last week, those Americans that were detained in Iran were released and placed on house arrest. Madonna must be feeling a little bit better after her recent health scare there, Candy.
Wow.
She's announced some new dates for her celebration tour.
She's touring again?
She is. Well, she was, of course, you remember, rushed back to the hospital for a bacterial infection. That was back in July. She had to postpone the launch of her tour. It's now going to start December 13th, and she's adding new dates. So,
wow. We'll see. All right.
Did she ever get those fillers taken out of her face? Because I know she... Remember when that picture came out of Madonna and her face was just, and everyone, oh, that doesn't even look like Madonna anymore. And like a month later, word came out from her like poses. She said she's heard the voice of the people and she's going to take the fillers out of her face. Did you hear about that?
I have not.
Yeah.
No, I hadn't.
She said she's going to take, because I didn't even know you could do that. And I was like, wait, you can do that? You can reverse the effects of plastic surgery? And apparently they're like, well, yeah, you can when it's fillers. They can take it out. They like somehow melt it.
She looks...
And you pee it out. And I was like, that's gross. But apparently some previous actresses have done it. They've gotten rid of the face fillers. And apparently Madonna was going to do that. So maybe that's... Maybe she's, you know, taking some time off, melting the face fillers. That sounds so gross.
Yeah.
She looks... Somebody described her, and not me, but I think everybody's beautiful, as an alien. But she looks like
an alien. She's a beautiful alien.
She is beautiful. I mean,
a beautiful alien.
No, I remember being in high school, and Madonna came out with this Like a Virgin album. So I started wearing the crucifixes, the rosary beads, because we were Catholic, and man, I had a bunch of rosary beads. And man, my dad was mad. Yeah. Like, you don't do that. You're doing it for fashion. It's like, but I love Christ. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. But yeah, she still looks weird to me, to answer your question.
She does still look weird. Yeah.
Yeah. But still beautiful.
All right. We're going to get a quick break. We'll be right back here on Pensacola Morning News. Andrew McKay, Bobby
Actually,
Rossi.
We're not.
Oh, we're not?
No, that's it.
I thought we had another commercial.
We just did a quick break. No, I'm sorry. Those are just, no.
What are those in there for?
I just did them.
You're confusing me.
I know. I'm sorry, dude.
All right.
So Andrew's on vacation. Bobby's sitting in. Our boss,
which
we love and we appreciate.
I'm all over the place.
No. Sorry. No, I did traffic before we went to David's for news. Right. So
we'll do that.
Talk about Madonna's face.
Some of the text coming in here. The problem is contaminated water, soil, and air, not climate change, which is just a label. The far right is wanting to dismiss pollution, and the far left is trying to blame weather occurrences on climate change. Nature is trying to find a balance against human overpopulation. Probably the biggest sign that climate change is real is the shift to iced coffee drinks at Starbucks over the past 10 years. Yeah, that's using a lot of refrigeration so we can make that ice. So, yeah, I can see that one.
Well, to be fair, have you ever tried Starbucks? Come on.
I've never, no.
You never? You have.
I'm not a coffee drinker. I don't drink coffee.
No, I drink coffee. Yeah, but they have other stuff.
Oh, that's true. I have had their cake pops.
Oh.
Okay. They're good cake pops.
Yeah, cake pops are delicious.
They're like some of the best cake pops I ever had.
You are correct, sir.
Here's text for Maui. Look at the forestry practices. Yeah, I've actually talked about that a lot as well. I'm all in for electric vehicles, et cetera, but what do you do when hurricanes, tornadoes, et cetera, destroy power lines and for days and weeks before power is restored? Oh, yeah, well, I've talked
That's
about that.
Great
After
point.
Fort Myers, there were so many cars that were abandoned because they were electric.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.